Hey everybody, welcome to The Remedy. Hi, I'm your host, Tony Pantelaresco, and you're listening to us live on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. You can access the show by typing in www.themicroeffect.com and click on the appropriate links, the chat room links. Come on in, make friends, get acquainted, brainstorm, solve some issues, come up with some great ideas. You never know what you might solve. I'm also published all over the internet. You can also access me at byebyebluesky.com and Gag Canada and other places as well. It seems that I'm becoming a novelty on the internet. So for information on nanotechnology and whatever. You can also look up Brian396. Brian396 also has some stuff up online as well in regard to nano and things you can do as well. So again, check us out, check him out, check myself and all the rest I've talked about. I'm always wanting to get into things right away these days because of time factor and other factors involved, and I want to, you know, make sure that everybody has, you know, information that is useful and purposeful so that you can have something on hand when it's needed, so that you're not in a situation where, you know, You're left holding the bag because you don't have what you need. Anyway, I had somebody contact me from Europe. I get a lot of Europeans contacting me. The Europeans are in a very unfortunate predicament. Their governments there have disarmed them a decade before they've done it here, so they have a problem accessing real solid, substantial supplements that actually work as well. They have to shop all over the place. They're paying almost twice the amount of money that we're paying here in North America. And sometimes the materials are not any better than what's being sold here as well. So a woman contacted me. Her child has a mental disorder. And so we needed some help. So I gave her some solutions to try. And I'm going to read these solutions to a lot of you as well, because you're suffering with a lot of that here in the United States and Canada as well. And when we're talking, some of the things they're talking about as far as autism and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and brain disorders, a lot of this, I'm going to tell you, has to do with silica. All the things that they've been talking about, amyloid proteins binding and this and that and copper and iron being a problem. Copper is producing SOD, which produces an enzyme that would bind with the silica to remove it. But because the silica has been put in the food supply for decades and decades, it has become an accumulative poison in the whole biology of mankind. You know, any place that they have any kind of bread, any kind of grain, any kind of flour, it's mixed with it. And I'm going to talk about that later on too, about how much of this silica is a bunch of horse hockey, and it's been a subject of hijacking right along the way. And a lot of the supplements that you think is safe, a lot of the excipients that have this in it is that you think may be okay, you might be in for one rude awakening. Just about all the silica products on the market today are nano. All of them, with the exception of the zeolite, which is on a high concentration of micron. It's like about a half a micron out of being a nano. So it's right up there in the lethality level as well. So anyway, let me read this about children. Okay, she asked me for a chelation program, and I'm really reluctant about doing any kind of chelation on a child. This one's 5 years old, so I gave her a formula. So for those of you who are having children with issues, first things first, no bread of any kind. That includes your Ezekiel breads, that includes your spelt, that includes your quinoas, that includes your rice, that includes your buckwheat, anything that has to do with bread, crackers, pasta, rice, you know, anything along those lines is to be eliminated out of the diet completely. There is no organic nothing, including the gluten-free crap that they hijacked everybody with and getting everybody to have a false sense of safety. You know, the gluten was never a problem, as I stated before, until they genetically engineered the grains to become, again, violated with aminos inside the gluten that were now imbalanced. And those imbalanced aminos are what's causing the issues, not the gluten itself. And that had to that was done through modification by adding glyphosates and other composites. They even added silica to the crop as well. So again, no bread, no grain, no cereal, no pasta, no rice. This does not exist in the diet. I don't care what your ethnic background is. I'm Mediterranean. I tell you right now, I don't eat any form of bread or pasta products whatsoever. And again, you're going to have to reevaluate the concept of, you know, well, it's a Mediterranean diet. It is a Mediterranean, part of the Mediterranean diet. It's also part of the Asian diet. It's also part of the Hispanic diet or the Latin diet. It's also part of the Russian diet. It's also part of the European diet. It has been the weapon of choice to compromise everybody and to cause severe compromise in your children. And this you need to be paying attention to. Do not allow yourself the comfort of being deceived here. You do not have a safe form of grain, period. It has been either genetically altered, genetically modified, genetically engineered, or it has been corrupted through exposure of nanocomposites or nanomaterials or nanometals that would have embedded itself inside the genetic code of these foods. They are not fit for consumption, not for anybody, not even for animals. All right. For a child's chelation, like I said, I'm really reluctant about doing this because children need things to be taken in because they are developing. But we're going to do this a little bit differently for those of you who have children who have issues mentally. Okay, you're going to need either to make an electrolyte mix. You're going to need minerals with high electrolytes in them. If they're males, you need to add zinc in there as well as selenium, iodine, and boron for both boys and girls. You're going to need iodine and boron for the women, young girls, because they need these minerals to regulate their hormones up the way. Both needed for immune functionality, and they are both minerals for the brain. So these things are going to be needed. So you may want to consume or consider using or utilizing high levels of electrolytes, clean electrolytes. Not this stuff from the Utah salt and all that stuff, because if you look at it, you'll find a lot of that is contaminated with all kinds of what they call trace elements. And you have to ask yourself, why do we have these in there? Now, Nutribiotic in North America is a clean product. In Europe, she did send me some, she did send me one that was actually clean. I was impressed. It was cleaner than some of the stuff I've seen over here. And it was at a small enough dose that could be mega dose throughout the day. The supplements or the nutrients you're going to need also are your B complex, specifically B1, B3 in the form of niacinamide, inositol, choline, B12, folic acid. These specific B vitamins are utilized by the brain and for brain development, as for other things. For the minerals, again, the electrolytes plus zinc, copper, boron, and iodine are specific for the brain. These have to be put back in. Now, for copper, use chlorophyll. Okay, you can give them teaspoon increments to get that in the system. Basically, what you would do with the B vitamins, you would put them in either yogurt or kefir. You disregard the insanity about casein. It's not the casein that's the problem. The problem is when you consume dairy products and you're consuming soy-based products or other products that have genetic material in them, there becomes a reaction when it gets into the gut which would appear to cause what appears to be an allergic reaction. The allergic reaction is due to the mixes of these materials. If you're giving children formula, look at the formulas. Just about all of them are soy-based. You can't mix the soy-based products with dairy-based products. They just do not mix. And what winds up happening when you mix them, the child's esophageal lining at the esophagus at the stomach starts to squeeze so that these things don't get in, because this causes high levels of poisoning. Do not use any omega-3. Zero. The omega-3s primarily are loaded with industrial metals. They cause high levels of oxidative damage, and it will further cause problems. Contrary to what they tell you about the DHA content and the EPA content, this is a lot of horse hockey. This is the carrot they hang in front of you. And then when you consume these things, you're getting the industrial leftover that's inside of these oils. Use omega-6 fats. That's what the brain needs. Use saturated fats. That's what the brain needs. If you need DHA, use hazelnut oil. Use the seed oils. They are primarily superior to the flax or the fish oils. These omega-3s, just about every one of them has contamination. They have been tested in 16 countries, and not any of them are fit to be consumed by somebody who has been created in the image of the Almighty. I'll go that route. So unless you're, you know, that's something you might feed to as a byproduct for animals, maybe. Now, you are going to use sodium EDTA. Okay, and you would use a small amount of this. I'd probably tell you use about at that age about 100 to 500 milligrams, no more, once a day. But during the day as well, you would load the child up with these nutrients at least 3 to 5 times a day. Mix the B complex again in a yogurt or a kefir. Let it ferment for 1 to 2 days on the counter. Don't refrigerate it. Let the bacteria get active so they can feed on these things to again break them down to make it more accessible to the child so the child can absorb these properly. I would tell you to use the sodium EDTA before they go to bed at night, since they're not eating anything. So when they get up in the morning, they pee or poo, whatever's coming out, which will further pull out some of the byproduct metals in the vaccine. You have to recognize and understand something here. The vaccines are using nanotechnology, nanobiology, synthetic biology, epigenetic biology, transgenetic biology. We're not using a simple complex bacterium or a simple complex mixture of materials. These are highly interactive materials that, when they get into the system, trigger an immune response, which then causes the child's immune system to collapse, so that once the immune system collapses, these things can now embed themselves into the child, further shutting down the DNA. Okay, that's how this works. This is an old way of doing things. Back in the day when somebody was sick, we're talking ancient history, and they wanted to give them a remedy, the first thing they would do is cause a collapse on the immune system so that they could then integrate the herbal remedies or whatever components they wanted the person to take in, so that their body now would have these inside them, so that this material now could fight off the infection. If they put these things in, sometimes the body's immune system would not allow them to be absorbed. So this is what they're doing with the vaccines. But what happens with the vaccines is it then corrupts the child's DNA. And in that corruption, it shuts down a lot of biological functions that would normally occur. Teeth regeneration should have been more than one or two forms. It should have been a lifelong, ongoing theme. But when they took the vaccines and embedded that into our DNA, they turned off that genetic code from that happening. Majority of the people born in the 50s and 60s have all kinds of tooth health issues or oral issues. Oral health issues have gone in and gotten partials, have gone in and gotten full plates, have gotten in and gotten surgical procedures done, titanium drilled into you, which is basically an antenna. You know, these things would never have happened if our genetic code was left intact. But instead, they turned off that feature in our system so that we now had one or two sets of teeth, and that was it. And this is all through genetic manipulation. So when we're talking today, some of the things that are going on, you know, based on the current scientific information that we're being told, A lot of scientific information today is at best hocus pocus, you know, demonic enchantments, if you will. They're being put on people in a way that manifests so that you become broken. You can see something going on, and then when you get the shots, and how many have you gotten the flu shots? Flu shots are all nothing but, again, another sabotage on your health to implement more genetic material, or epigenetic, transgenetic, synthetic biology, to implant, you know, tracking devices inside you, to implant implants into you so you can be followed, so they can then regulate your body so that you can get sick through frequencies. This is all reality today. This is no longer sci-fi. This is where we're at. A lot of the health issues that you're feeling today, how many today? Today is good for day before Good Friday. How many right now are feeling like they're not fully awake and yet they feel like they're half asleep? How many of you feel like that right now? How many are feeling lethargic? You can't seem to, you're moving like you're moving on two pistons rather than on eight. That's because the frequencies that are being transmitted right now through wherever you may be is creating that aspect. We're being hit with frequencies all the time, but keep attention on the days that you get hit, especially the days that are supposed to be holidays or holy days. The holidays especially, because most people are at home. So now you can blanket a frequency right across the way there. And now, if you're getting any kind of bad weather effects, then you're blaming, like, you think you got a cold, you think you got this, you think you got that. A lot of cancers that are forming today are a direct result of nanosilica or a silica. It's a direct result, a direct connection, a direct correlation to cancer with this material. And with this material, because it can attenuate the frequencies very well, it doesn't take much to target people with frequencies to create in them the simulated effect of being ill with some kind of issue. Nothing may even be wrong with any of you, but because you're being hit with frequencies, the frequencies are activating or simulating an illness, a health issue, you know. And you go to the doctor. Doctors, you know, what did somebody tell me today? They went to the doctor or just naturopath for some sort of homeopathic remedies and some supplements, and they're paying an extraordinary amount of money, and nothing was getting done. The naturopath industry is no different than the allopath. You may find 1-2% of the people in that industry honest and genuine and are trying to help you. The rest are doing basically nothing. You see them, you pay $150, $200 to visit them, then they sell you another $200 worth of supplements that have absolutely nothing to do with your health condition, and you think you're getting help. This is something, and again, a lot of you can concur to what I'm saying, because I get calls all the time. I've been to a naturopath, I've been to a herbalist, I've been through a alternative healer, I've been through here, and I've tried this. They gave me all kinds of stuff that had absolutely nothing to do with what was wrong with me. You'll get that too. So again, you know, I had somebody call me earlier today from the East Coast of the United States. And she had gone to a naturopath and got some supplements and stuff that did absolutely nothing. And then when she looked at the supplements, because she was saying that the stuff she was getting was pharmaceutical grade, found that there was silica in it. And she said she felt like she had been ripped. I says, well, this is partly your fault. You should have read the label before you bought the product. And I can't reiterate that enough. Before you lay out your hard-earned cash on anything you're buying, I don't care what it is, your food, clothing, pharmaceutical drugs, nutraceutical supplements, you know, natural or organic, which is a joke today. Read the label. Read the label. Okay? You have to read the label. Start paying attention to what's in the stuff you're consuming. We have had over 5.5 decades of accumulated toxins that we've been consuming in just the food supply. See, I don't believe any food is a problem. I really don't believe, except for maybe soy. Soy has been just a toxic piece of crap from the word get-go. But just about every food that we could consume would have been pretty much okay. But because of the nature of how the foods were stored, how the foods were, again, violated with transgenics and epigenetics, and how things were, again, stored in the food supply, the irradiation that goes on in the food supply, and the whole dynamic and how our food is being manufactured today and being produced today, you know, that's the problem. That's the problem. Okay, vegans will never get it right, and they are constantly in complete disarray as far as supplementation and nutritional value. They will never ever get it unless they start eating some kind of fermented protein in regards to like dairy products, because the soy is not absorbed, neither is the rice, neither is the pea proteins, and they're all highly estrogenic, and this is what they're consuming. And the soy is the most toxic plant on the planet in the way it's being produced. Even before anything is done to adulterate it, it's toxic. Was never meant to be consumed by anybody. Even the Chinese, who initiated and originated the use of soy, took them a full year of fermentation in a lime, which is a calcium, before they could consume it. A year to break down the toxins in it, you know. So again, and we're not getting that today. Whatever is being sold today is at best 1 to 2 weeks of fermentation to maybe 2 months maximum that's being sold in North America. So when you're looking at the food supply itself, doesn't matter what you're eating today, if you're a meat eater, raw foodist, a vegan, vegetarian, a fish eater, fruitarians are another one. They're a little bit out to lunch. You know, they're eating nothing but fruit. All they're surviving on is sugar and nano. And that carbon combination that they're consuming will actually accentuate the assembling and replication in their systems. And before long, they will start seeing the wrath of this combination, and the geometrical patterns will start to form. If you're not seeing things coming out of your system, and you know you feel something going on inside, you may want to look at in regard to that if it's not coming out, that means it's assembling in. That means your immune system is not capable of pulling it out. So you're going to need help in getting this thing out of your system. So this is why we showed you the bucket, we showed you the triangle. Even the foot bath will help on some level. I've got a friend down in AZ. She's been using that. It has helped her tremendously remove some of the stuff. Again, you know, pay attention to some of the things that you can do. And again, we're going to talk, because we're coming to a break, we're going to talk at the next half about silica and to show you how it has been an accumulative poison throughout the last 5.5 decades. So what they're propagating today, how it can remove aluminum, well, we're substituting one toxic metal for a more lethal metal. One breaks down the endocrine system for women, and the other one breaks down the genetic code for everybody. Isn't this wonderful? Isn't this great? Isn't this fantastic that we can now tell everybody, go use whatever, because we're going to stop you. And again, this is the catch-22 here. This is the deck of cards that they're shuffling in front of you to get you to being misled with some of the things. Oh, we're going to get rid of aluminum. Oh, that sounds good. Aluminum's poison. We all know that. This is what's been drummed in us for years and years. But now we're going to put in something that's more dangerous than the aluminum. And like I said, when we're looking at what's being said today, A, don't believe anybody. In the health food industry today, do not believe anybody. I don't care how good they are. I don't care how reputable they are. Don't believe anybody. It includes myself. Research what is being said. Ask them if they can show you the paperwork or the documents. Sometimes they may have it. Sometimes they may not. I mean, I'm like that too. I got tons of stuff. It's all over the place. Sometimes it's hard finding it. But If you're looking for the research on the silica, I'll be more than glad to send it to you without any problem. If the chat room would allow the documents to be sent here, I'd send it right through here. Anybody in the chat would then be able to access it. But when you start looking at this and you start exploring this, okay, you're going to look and see here what this is saying, and you're going to hear what the gurus are saying out there, and it doesn't correlate at all. At all. And then you got to kind of wonder why this has been going on as long as it has. You know, and I've stated on other shows that the worst thing that happened to the health food industry is when doctors got involved, a lot of it went to hell in a handbasket. You know, it just went to hell. There were some good doctors that got into it, but over the decades, what has come into the fold now has been at best, you know, what it is. All right, come on back. We're going to talk more about silica. All right, talk to me a bit. I think we're back. Okay, I think so. All right. Just before the break, we were talking about the different things about don't believe nothing in this industry anymore. Seriously, it's just what it is. Today is nothing but sales. Oh, let's see what's going on here. Hold on. All right. So anyway, let me get into silica because in regard to, like I said, test everything, because you might be surprised today what's going on. The mushroom medicinals are good, and they are, depending on how they're extracted. If they're cooked with high heat, a lot of times they lose their properties. If they're cooked in a temperate heat, slow simmer, extracted that way with an alcohol base as well, and then again some sort of a little neutralizing agent so they don't explode on you and start growing on you, then they should be good. And that a lot of these mushrooms have benefit, but also remember a lot of these mushrooms may be collecting the nano as well. One of the things that fungus does is it keeps the environment clean, and in a way it breaks it down. Now, if there are fungi out there that can break down radioactive material, there's probably fungus out there that can also break down this nano. Now, how that would work inside of us, I do not know. You know, because there are some things that, for instance, okay, with the silica, silic acid or silic acid will break it down, but we can't use the silic acid because the silic acid will actually burn a hole in your gut. We don't have an acid that can break it down. Now, phosphoric acid can also break down silica, and phosphorus is used to transfer silica into the cells. Same as saponins and same as lecithin or sunflower lecithin. They can transfer this into the cell, but doesn't mean just because it does it doesn't mean it has any health benefit whatsoever. In fact, it could actually further cause problems in the system. So when we're looking at some of the things that we're doing, and we have been exposed, so there is a way to get this crap out. Talked to another colleague of mine, and he found a plant that can pull it out. But I told him that most people won't even know what that is or how to even go about getting it. But this other method I'm going to explain to you is very, very accessible to everybody. Now, when you're taking silica, again, it accelerates a high levels of oxidative damage through peroxides. So when you're using any form of silica, okay, the SOD in your body with the silica can cause problems, but the damage is blocked by catalase, which is an enzyme of SOD. Now, you can get it out by using dimethyl sulfoxide, DMSO. You can go to horse.com and buy it for next to nothing. $3 a bottle if you're in the United States. 16 ounces. Buy it by the gallon if you want. In Canada, unfortunately, it costs you a lot more because of the way you have to get it over. And combine the dimethyl sulfoxide with sodium benzoate. Now, where do you get sodium benzoate? Wow, that sounds like a big word. Go to your local grocery store. Look at the lime juice that they sell in the bottles. An old bottle of lime, you know, is usually right next to the lemon juice. But look at that sodium, it's in there. So what you would do is combine a cap or two in the bottle, shake it up, and then pour it into a glass and start drinking it. You may actually see the particulates come out of your body through the skin, through your urine, through your excrement, even through your pores. So now we have a means and an ends to get out the silica in the system. Because what happens with silica, it's not just that it gets in, it starts to break down the DNA. It starts to break down the genetic code. I mean, there's nothing about this stuff that's even remotely relatively safe at all. And again, this is some of the nonsense that we've been talked about or has been talked about. Now, let me go on here. When they talk about nano and how toxic nano, and let me give you an example of how toxic nanoparticulates are in just breathing them in. Seven young women aged 18 to 47 years working in a paint factory and exposed to nanoparticles for 5 to 13 months fell ill and were admitted to the hospital. Two subsequently died. Pathological examinations of the patient's lung tissue showed nonspecific inflammation, fibrosis, and foreign body granulomas, tumors resulting from inflammation of the pleura membrane around the lungs. Okay. Transmission electron microscopy revealed nanoparticles of polyacrylate lodged in the cytoplasm and the nucleus of cells in the chest fluid. The polyacrylate nanoparticles were confirmed in the workplace. Okay. Nanotechnology, nanobiology, synthetic biology has never been tested. They do things in the lab to again incorporate the what these things can do, and they get them into the manufacturing realm real quick, but there is absolutely no testing done in regard to the genetic code, DNA, or any form of integration with life as a whole. Nanotechnologies are technologies at the scale of nanometers of 10 to the 9th, which is basically your trillionth, where new quantum effects can alter their chemistry. Okay, the elements of nanometals do not work the same as those on a micron level. Our cells can take things up on a micron level. Doesn't mean they're that safe either. It just means that they can utilize these things and will utilize these things. But when you're talking nano, it's a completely different animal and doesn't respond the same way. In fact, it has the opposite effect. It causes further degradation of you as a whole, whether it be your tissue, skeletal structure, organs, cells, whatever. It can even disrupt your genetic code, your hormones, you know, your brain physiology, your enzyme activity. It has nothing but lethality tied to it. So when we're looking at some of the initial, yay, this is going to be the rage and the new revolution and the evolution and blah, blah, blah. That's how they sold it. That's how they got everybody excited with it. Okay, there was reports that titanium dioxide nanoparticles found in everything from cosmetics, sunscreens, to paint and vitamins caused DNA damage when fed to mice. They induced breaks in DNA, damaged chromosomes, and caused inflammation of tissues, all of which increased the risk of cancers. See, cancer is the symptom of an overload. All this horse hockey, and I've been saying that for 30 years. You know, we've been dealing with cancers here forever, and all cancer ever was an overload. Nothing more, nothing less. So if you got a fungal overgrowth, if you got a yeast overgrowth, if you got a bacterial overgrowth, if you got a mold overgrowth, it is because of the accumulative exposure of being overloaded with these materials. We've been exposed to nanoparticulates since the 60s, once they put them into the food supply. And as I stated, they started that in 1960, and there's even reports they started using some of this in the early 1940s. So, but in the 1960s, they ramped it up, and they put the so-called dimaceous earth material into the flour. 10 years later, we had damaged people went from cancers, restless leg, fibromyalgia, autoimmune, lupus. This was a direct tie to this. They've never went further with the studies until 30 years later, but they knew back then that this stuff was lethal as all could be. So this was just titanium, okay? The titanium alone had this, okay? Let me read some more here about this, just so you get an idea. The nanotitanium increased cell death, DNA damage, and genome instability. Wow, doesn't that make you feel good that you've been brushing your teeth and chewing gum and swallowing pills that have this material in it? Anything that has a whitening agent to it will have titanium dioxide, nanotitanium dioxide, and nano zinc oxide. When you put the two together, form a lethal double jeopardy. The titanium nanoparticles at 10 parts per million in the short-term days. This is parts per million. Result in the enhancement of cell growth and survival and increase the reactive oxygen species, oxidative stress, in the long term. After 12 weeks, a dramatic increase in transformed cancerous cells were observed. And this was on the micron level, which means this was even larger. The component was even larger than it was at nano. Nano is even smaller than micron. And pico is even smaller than nano. So anyone that's selling you pico products is screwing you royally. Similar toxicities have been found for other nanoparticles often used with titanium oxide, such as zinc oxide and silica oxide. Can you imagine that? Look at some of the vitamins that you're buying today, the tablets and the capsules especially. Look at what's being sold today. You know, when you're looking at this combination, you're looking for a genetic disaster. And this, again, they're just sort of nonchalantly not, you know, just pushing this stuff. Let me keep on reading this, because we're going to get into the carbon as well. And, you know, that C60, they mentioned that in this report as well. So when we're looking at some of this stuff, because I get calls all the time now on the C60, and I'm thinking to myself, nobody reads. Nobody reads. Then when they started talking, they also talk about silver as a solution of ordinary. Okay, here, now this is the thing about silver. Silver, even more widely used than nanotitanium dioxide, is toxic to beneficial bacteria that break down waste. Toxic to beneficial bacteria that break down waste and recycle nutrients in the soil. And they spray this in the field. It also killed half of all the zebrafish embryos in laboratory tests at concentrations of 25 to 50 parts per million. Should be 50 parts per billion because it's on nano. Whereas a solution of ordinary silver ions, which is the ionic silver, if it's ordinary, was non-toxic. Wow. But you have to understand the silver ions would have to still be at a micron size. Not nano. So when you're seeing 25 to 50 parts per million on any product that you see silver, contact the company, ask them straight out if it's nano. If it is, do not buy. Fullerenes are a new form of carbon in the shape of a football. They call them buckyballs. Discovered in the mid-1980s, rapidly found application in electronics, electro-optics, and much more besides, including cosmetics. Fullerenes caused oxidative brain damage. Oxidative brain damage through lipid peroxidation in juvenile largemouth bass after 48 hours of exposure at 0.5 part per million. That's less than one nanopart per million. Okay, half. Most likely, though, the ability of fullerenes is to home in on lipid-rich membrane. Carbon nanotubes, long thin structures derived from fullerenes and often compared to asbestos. Compared to asbestos, as they're selling this product now on the market, cause inflammation and granulomas when instilled into the lungs of mice. These results have now been confirmed in a study in which the mice inhaled aerosols of multi-walled carbon nanotubes. Inflammation and granulomas were found in the lungs, even at the lowest concentration. Quantum dots are nano-sized semiconductors that generate electron hole pairs confined in all three dimensions. Quantum confinement enhanced behave like giant molecules rather than bulk semiconductors. Unfortunately, most quantum dots contain highly toxic metals such as cadmium, which we know causes male sterility and testicular cancers, which tends to be released when the quantum dots enter the cells or organisms. Wow, get to be released. However, cadmium, quantum dots coated with hydrophilic sodium thioglycolate cause disruption in cultured monolayer or KCO2 human intestinal walls and cell death. Okay, so if this is getting into the intestinal lining, this would also explain why so many of you are having problems in the gut. Okay, so if they're thinking that it's not the cadmium causing the problem, but the quantum dot itself. How many of you are eating foods and you can't seem to find yourself getting full? If you start using things like sodium thiosulfate, or you start using things like using an EMP pulse, okay, or an EMF pulse, you'll find that once you pulse the midsection there, those smart dust and smart sensors start to let go, and a lot of them may be made out of cadmium, and you may see the toilet bowl fill up with these things. Marked vascular thrombosis in the lungs, nanomole per mouse, 0.7 to 3.6 nanomole. That's incredibly small. The injected quantum dots were mainly found in lungs, liver, and blood. In other words, they translocated once they injected this into the mice. In fact, many kinds of nanoparticles enhance the formation of insoluble fibrous protein aggregates, amyloids, which are associated with human disease, including Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. Imagine that. They cause fibrous protein aggregates like amyloids. And then you wonder why you're losing your mind. You know, why you're losing your mind. See, this is the hijacking going on, and you're going to be sold on a lot of stuff. Let me talk about tobacco smoke, because a lot of you smoke, and this is why you're having problems. This is how toxic tobacco smoke is. It's not the tobacco. It's the material, the nanoparticles they spray into tobacco that, when you heat them up, create a reaction. Tobacco smoke is composed of nanoparticles with size ranging from around 10 nanometers to 700 nanometers, with peak around 150 nanometers. It has very complex composition with more than 100,000 chemical compounds, components and compounds. When you light that up, you're getting a chemical cluster effect and a spreading of these nanoparticulates throughout the body. First or secondhand cigarette smoke is associated with increased risk of chronic respiratory illness, lung cancer, nasal cancer, cardiovascular disease, as well as other malignant tumors such as pancreatic cancer and genetic alterations, because the particulates translocate. In other words, they don't just stay in the lungs, they go everywhere. Children exposed to cigarette smoke showed an increased risk of sudden infant death syndrome, middle ear disease, lower respiratory tract illnesses, and exacerbated asthma. So again, now C60 fullerenes, for those who have been listening to these guys saying that C60 fullerenes clears the body, C60 fullerenes have been reported in 10,000 year old ice core samples. In other words, it doesn't come out. it doesn't come out, which will then have lethal implications. This is what's being sold today in as a health food. This is why I said you need to study, you need to read, you need to understand what you're being dealt with today and what is considered healthy. When you start looking at things, why don't you start typing in toxicology or toxic effects of silica, toxic effects of nanosilica, because all silica being sold today is on a nano level. Okay, you're not going to get something on a micron level. It's all nano. And again, it takes an acid to break down that you do not produce. Disease associated with inhaled nanoparticles include asthma, bronchitis, emphysema, lung cancer, neurodegenerative diseases such as Parkinson's and Alzheimer's disease. Nanoparticles in the gastrointestinal tract have been linked to Crohn's disease and colon cancer. Nanoparticles that enter the circulatory system are implicated in atherosclerosis, blood clots, arrhythmia, heart diseases, ultimate death from heart disease. This is the primary cause of our health issues and have been for the last 5.5 decades. Doctors are telling you what you have, but they're not telling you what's the cause. Okay, keep that in mind. Some nanoparticles are associated with autoimmune disorders such as systemic lupus, erythematosus, scleroderma, which is a skin issue, rheumatoid arthritis. Because the way they create the high levels of damage and the way they displace what's going on, and you have to recognize as well, these embed into your genetic code and your DNA and your chromosome code, causing a disruption in the way your body is supposed to work. Start reading your labels. Do not get caught with your knickers down by consuming something that may have this stuff in it. Start learning how to make your own stuff again. Go back to the basics. All right, before I go on, got the MicroEffect Broadcasting Network. Give them your support. Show them that you care. Say hi. What can we do for you? Again, April 6th through April 8th, that's a week away. We're going to be up in Toronto. Susan Marr and myself and a whole host of other activists are going to be up there. We are going to be trying to educate people and inform people about things and doing some demos on how to help people recover from some of the side effects and toxic effects of nanopoisoning and synthetic biology. So if you can make it up there, feel free to do so. Check out my website as well, augmentedforce.com. Check out the catalog link. If you need something there, feel free to contact me through email. I'll also do consultations. I would also encourage you to go look at Susan Marr's site, Bye Bye Blue Sky. Check her out. Get the information there. And Brian396, you're going to be talking more about him as time goes on. Check out his site. He's got a lot of things he's publishing now as well. He's been sort of been sitting back. Now he's cutting loose. So again, you can go out and check out his information as well. Okay, like I said, we are in a synthetic biology reality today. And this synthetic biology does not work with us. It's there to, again, assimilate you, prepare you for integration with an artificial intelligence, to deactivate your biology, literally, to deactivate your DNA, to deactivate your genetic code, to impale you with this technology that assembles and replicates and repairs itself. This thing has a program algorithm. And so when you're dealing with program algorithms, they can simulate pathologies and biologies, and it would be very difficult to be able to distinguish the difference unless you knew what you were looking for. We are dealing with an integrated program with DNA. They are using DNA as a template for constructing whatever they're constructing in nanotechnology or synthetic biology. And in that integration, it can then cross over and violate all forms of life. Doesn't matter if it's plant-based, animal-based, mankind-based, fish-based, insect-based, it can alter everything. And the alterations with the genetics, we still have no idea what's coming. This also is implied even in the reproductive effect when a man and a woman get together to produce a child. This is carrying over and transferring over. So these are things that make you should make you want to investigate, so you're not just being sold a bunch of things by people and they're saying this is the greatest and best thing going because it's on a nano scale. Nothing could be further from the truth. The truth is always buried and the fiction is always expressed. Always remember that. The fiction of things are always expressed in today's times. It wasn't that way at one point in time, but today's times, fiction is expressed and the truth is always buried. You know, and so when you start actually looking at this research for yourself, you're going to find how much of it is really, really contrary to what you're hearing in the open market. Like I said, the health food industry is not healthy. It's been corrupted. It's been compromised. And you are now, again, if you're listening to the host on some of these things, some of these products, hang on to your wallet. It's going to be a ride. It's going to be a ride. You cannot assume anything anymore. You know, it's just where we're at today, unfortunately. You know, don't assume nothing. Don't believe nothing. Even when you are going to get a shot, if you're that blind, and you are going to get a shot, you are going to pay the price if you don't ask the practitioner who's going to inject that material into you what's in it. Tony, what will silica look like when it comes out of you? It will look like, well, it depends. If you're hitting it with an EMP, EMF pulse, it'll come out cooked, somewhat dark, somewhat charred. It can be mixed in with the other shiny metals that come out. It'll have a dull side to it. It will be mixed up. It's kind of hard to give you a description of it. But when you start seeing the particulates come out of you, again, you'll notice a different variety of different things. What's Brian's website? Type in Brian 396. He's getting something going on BitChute as well. I'm starting to work on BitChute as well. I'm going to be putting stuff up there as well. I'm trying to look for an alternative from YouTube just in case I put something up there and they decide to take it down because it's becoming too beneficial for everybody. So we're all looking at different alternatives and different places and mediums to put stuff up. I think what I'm going to be doing at the show, we're going to be recording what we're doing at the show so that we can then put it up on either a YouTube or a BitChute site. I'll broadcast it to my email lists I have, and if you're on that list, you'll get the information that we put something up there, and we'll go from there. You know, I expect that we're going to have a good turnout like we did last time. I've had a lot of people contact me telling me that they're going to come up to the come up and see us and say hi, which I hope that works out. I'm having dyslexia. What suggestions would Tony have for me? Walmart. Go to Walmart. Get a new set of brains. No. Dyslexia, again, could be anything. Send me an email, Hardaway. We'll go from there, and I'll see what I can help you, how I can help you. But usually, you want to use things like phosphorus. You want to use things like wheat germ oil and some other B vitamins to help you correct that. All right. Listen, thanks for tuning in. Again, we will see you next week. Till then, you know, get together, solve some issues, save the planet. Take care.